Hey, family and friends, I hope you guys are ready for this amazing show. Not just any show, but the show really talking about the goodness of God from different men and different women from around the world, sharing their testimonies with us on how God brought them through. Where else? Nowhere else but right here on the one and only John 3:16 with your man, my bro, the one and only Mr. Wim Blankshear. Right here. Keep it lit, keep it locked, and get ready for the blessing like never before. John 3:16. Let's go.
Welcome to the John 3:16 show. Today I have Pastor Steve with me. And I'm going to ask Pastor Steve what inspired him to be a pastor and to do all of the wonderful things that he's doing for so many people. Pastor Steve, take it from here.
Well, William, it started when I was very young. God placed his hand on me very young, and I felt his spirit when I was a child. And as I got older and became a teenager, it was very obvious that he was calling me into full-time ministry because I was young and immature. I didn't know what that meant, but he knew what it meant, and he wouldn't leave me alone about it. It was constantly on my mind, constantly in my thoughts, and he called me, and I started working with teenagers even when I was still a teenager and young adults. Before long, as I was growing, I became a camp counselor and was working with children and teenagers of all ages. And then he led me through that and led me to a church that needed pastoring and needed help and needed the love of God. And so I was a young man. I was barely 21 years old and started ministry in a church in South Carolina. And that just took off, and God continued to move, and started doing mission work all over the world. I've been to 12 different countries and ministered and taken the word of God, and that led me 28 years later. I've been in ministry to Misty Creek Community Church here in Sandy Springs, and now this church is brand new. It's a church plant. I've never done anything like this before, but God has taken it. It's a missional church, feeding the homeless and the hungry every single week, thousands of lunches, making a difference in the community with the word of God. We are inspired by the Holy Spirit. Everything we do is spirit-led. It's nothing led by man. Right. It's led by the Spirit of God, and he continues to move and manifest himself in a mighty way. And I believe all of us, not just me, but you, William, and all those who profess Christ are ministers of the gospel.
Yes.
And we got a calling in our life to go tell others about the good news of the message and about eternal life, and that he's the only hope, peace, joy, and love that we have in this world today. And so that call is still being fulfilled through me, and to inspire others and to help others see their gifts and what God has done. And it's just a beautiful thing, and I'm just humbled and I'm honored to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, Pastor Steve, man, I tell you, that is so wonderful. That is so good what you're doing, touching people's lives, showing people the way to God. And man, that's just so wonderful, Pastor Stephen. And I love you, brother. God bless you, man. And thank you for everything you've done for me.
Oh, praise
you
God.
You know, and I thank you so much, man, from the bottom of my heart, man. And I thank you for all the people you've touched throughout your years of ministry.
Yes, Lord.
And just continue to do what God has allowed you to do for all of those who need to be led to the Spirit. And man, I just thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Steve. Mm. And God bless you and your family. And man, you're doing it. You're doing it, man. You're doing it. I see you doing it. And man, I'm so proud and so grateful for all that you have done for so many people, man. And I love you. God bless you. And God bless you and your family, Pastor Steve.
Amen, brother. Thank you for this time together. God bless you.
God bless you, man. Love you.
Love you. How about that, man?
Yeah.
If they got something wrong over here, they got down to Carrie's not delivering.